You're listening to The Sitting Room with Kathy Cairo.
In the studio today is Kurt Rowan and Lisa Foote. Tonight we're talking about a subject that I'm really going to kind of bow to Curtis and his expertise, because we're talking about single dads.
It's a misnomer in society that men are not emotional nurturers. They are. We do have the ability to nurture our children, and in fact, God is known as our father, not our mother.
We have a show about women today. Okay, Curtis, are you going to stick around?
Sure.
You're listening to The Sitting Room.
Our guest on The Sitting Room is a woman who knows very well both the importance of friends in a woman's life, but also the challenge it can be to make them.
Moving somewhere where I don't know anybody and then quitting work at the same time and just staying home, it's been really challenging.
She's in your living rooms every day as co-host of the 700 Club television show. Please welcome to The Sitting Room, Terry Musin. Hi, Terry.
Hey, Kathy. It's great to be with you.
And I wanted you to know that I made a point of not saying that you're a former Miss America. Terry, let's talk about one of the things I marvel about your story is that where you have moved in your life, you certainly didn't have to go.
People are going to think I'm having a menopausal moment. I mean, this is not possible that God would be speaking this to me.
Come on in. Join the conversation in The Sitting Room with Kathy Cairo.
We are discussing the changing landscape of manners as we see more of the sort of progression of electronics in our lives, the cell phones, the texting, and all that sort of thing. How annoying is it with all these little flashlights going off in a movie theater when people are pulling out their phones?
Yeah.
Thinking, yep. Because they're hiding it down by their leg, you can't see that glaring beam going up to the ceiling.
And then they have to read it to the person next to them,
right.
Talking out loud, too. Yes.
Give us your feedback at www.sittingroomradio.com.
Today on The Sitting Room, we're going to talk specifically about debt and the impact of debt on marriages, on the family. Is there healthy debt? I know your house is under construction.
Yes.
Your husband works in contracting and remodeling. I imagine you could go into debt and get that home done tomorrow.
Yes, that's true.
And instead, you're living with a kitchen that
yes.
You just got a countertop after, what, 2 years?
Four.
Four.
I mean, I'm not counting, but I'm just saying.
People look at you today and they say, well, of course you don't have money problems. You've got a great business. You've got a thriving ministry. You have your finances in order, but that wasn't always the case, was it?
No, it wasn't always the case. When people say the prosperity doctrine, they turn it over completely into a personal, idolatrous type of an attitude where it's all about themselves. And if you look through God's word, the prosperity has a purpose, and it's kingdom purpose.
Well, I hate the part where they make you shake hands and hug with everybody like it's kindergarten. I very often sit in the pew and wonder, like, did I get up and got shaved today for this?
I think an experience I share with a lot of people is just, you know, you're at a church long enough, you begin to see sort of the underbelly of the church, and you begin to see people as people, and you have difficulty really saying, gosh, do I even like these people, and do I want to go to a church with people like that? Our guest today is a New York Times bestselling author. He's also a sought-after speaker on religion and the American culture. He's written award-winning biographies on Winston Churchill, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama. Please welcome to The Sitting Room, Stephen Mansfield.
I became aware, as I sort of recovered from that church hurt, of the great floating mass of humanity out there who feel themselves wounded by Christian churches and are in some state of bitterness and disconnection from the church. But it made me aware of what's going on out there and how many people feel themselves hurt by the Christian church and therefore are, you know, sort of walking wounded.
I'm talking about lives, our lives, when they don't measure up to what we were told the Christian life was or what it should be, and the dishonesty which with millions of Christian women are living, and that is essentially we're faking it.
Can I be honest? Can I be truthful about what's really happening in my life? I could not deal with the reality that here I was speaking to hundreds of thousands of women a year, and I could not manage my own life, my own personal failure, my own personal trauma of what I was walking through. And so it went inward.
That's what we're talking about today on The Sitting Room. So stay with me. I think it's going to be very provocative. I'm Kathy Cairo. I'll be right back.
The conversation is just getting started. In The Sitting Room.